what fiscal considerations were involved. I think in a number of my previous answers, I've talked about fiscal considerations. And so I'm going to try to hone in on sort of the main pieces of the financial picture that we had to deal with in our degree. Now, in order to get the degree, even get our degree approved, we had to build a tenable budget. We had to build something that was workable. And so we built a beautiful, well-balanced budget that included funding for additional faculty and administrators and staff. It included funding for students, resources for students and additional secretarial staff and all these different things in our budget. And that's budget fantasy land, really. The budget reality was there's no money until there's money. And so we end up, with our wish list and then fighting over time to actually implement that wish list. And so at this point in the degree, because we're somewhere between enrolling, we've enrolled students in our two first professional tracks, but we haven't yet enrolled students, or we're working on enrolling students in our two degree completion tracks. We're not fiscally at our balance point. And so we don't have funding right now for the additional faculty we need, at least full-time faculty. Part-time faculty, we can hire as many as we like. Really, in our case, it's the full-time faculty member, the person who's going to be responsible for those additional tracks. In other words, the person I want to hand off to, that's not hired. And so that's been a very big fiscal consideration for me, is getting that, getting those monies and getting those approvals for adding to our faculty pool. Our program, our respiratory care program, could really use an additional full-time faculty member. And on top of that, each track, each of the two degree completion tracks really needs a full-time faculty member at the helm. And none of those things are currently possible with our budget. As a matter of fact, our college is now, getting assessed for another reduction in revenue on top of that. Our operating budget is being reduced. And then the state just recently passed a legislation that reduced the tuition. And so not only are we being cut, but our income is being taken away from us. And so it's proving to be, budget reality is something you always have to be prepared for. And it's proving to be quite challenging in that area. So, but one of the things, sort of the consideration in how we designed our budget was, we accounted for increased tuition. And so part of that was increased tuition, increased FTEs. And so we're really looking at that idea that that economy of scale that I talked about previously is really built in there, in the fact that their degree completion tracks, which are open to multiple professions, have the potential to house a large number of students, and that would completely offset the more expensive costs related to first professional programs, which have a high degree of clinical training, which is very expensive. The other fiscal reality is that we have an increased need for faculty, but not just faculty. We also need support staff for students, administration, and, even goes far beyond that. We have to chip in to other departments' budgets, for example, registration, in order to fund the additional staff that it takes to handle the influx of these the bachelor's students that are very difficult to input into our system. And so we've had to actually give parts of our budget to other departments in order to fund the staff that they need to handle our students. We need additional staff in our own department. The very first person we've hired to impact these degrees was, we hired a student development specialist whose job is primarily to take in students, advise them, and sort of manage some of the scheduling aspect of the program and a few other things. And so this person is really the student liaison in the program, and their primary advisor. So we had to hire that person. And, in the end, now our dean, our administrator, is now taking on a number of additional programs, which results in really hit, their workload becomes too high. And so what ends up needing to happen is we also need to hire an additional layer of administration. So we'll be looking eventually for an assistant dean position to manage these degrees. And so fiscally, all those things need to be planned for. Reality is, you have to fight for them. You have to get in there and make your needs really well known. Again, tell your story to the right people so that you get those needs met. Permanent costs like faculty, staff, and administration, that doesn't come out of grants for us. So the sort of reality for me, the tough reality was, oh, well, we might have all kinds of money for curriculum development and new equipment and things like that. It's the persistent costs, the drain on our budget of staffing, that is an extremely big obstacle and a big challenge. And so when you look at developing your degree, you really want to have all those needs sort of mapped out up front. That student management piece is hugely important for enrollment success. Without that component, we would be in a world of hurt. As a matter of fact, we haven't had that component for a while now, and it's been sorely missed. We really needed someone to help funnel those students into not just our first professional programs, but also the post-professional programs as well. The thing that this is sort of what I this might be one of those things that I wish that I had done different, but it's also one of those things that's completely out of my hands. As faculty, I can't hire anybody, but what I would like to have seen was that additional staff and or additional faculty had been hired ahead of time, for the development of additional degrees. As it was a task that we took on in the department, and I sort of shouldered the project management component, and I was released for that, which was fine. We actually had money to do that release, but we didn't have the budget to hire the faculty in order to be the full-time educational direction of the program or the programs. And so that is a piece that if in planning for new degrees, really consider hiring those individuals up front, and even to the point of pre-development. Get those people in the door and have them be the developers. And that is really a key financial consideration for us. It's the fixed costs on your budget. Everything else, and even if we can show tuition revenue that's going to support that, we still have to get approval for those things through a layered and convoluted process on campus. And I can't imagine that it's any different on other colleges' campuses. Getting full-time tenured faculty members is really hard.